Hello, this is Robin Witten with another recommendation from Audiophile. Today's earphones winner. Hollywood Crows by Joseph Wamba, read by Christian Rummel. This gritty LAPD thriller has it all. Cops, cross-dressers, scofflaws, and strip joints. And Rummel's energetic and believable performance brings it all together.
Leonard had been reduced to shoplifting from discount stores, but even boosting small merchandise wasn't so easy anymore. It was at the Cyber Cafe where Leonard got drawn into a humiliating plot to commit the most pathetic crime he could imagine. There were more than 100 computers for rent in the Cyber Cafe, and lots of jackals and bottom feeders whom Leonard knew, tweakers mostly, used the computers to sell stolen items and make deals for crystal meth and other drugs. Leonard had a cheap little CD player with headphones that he'd boosted and nearly got caught with when he'd bypassed the checkout counter. None of the other scavengers in the parking lot of the Cyber Cafe would trade him so much as a single rock for the CD player. One of the bass heads actually sneered at him. He was about to give up when a tweaker he'd seen before but didn't know by name gave him a nod. The tweaker was a white guy several years younger than Leonard, but in far worse condition. He was jug-eared, with small, close-set eyes and pus-filled speed bumps all over his sunken cheeks. He had only a few teeth left in his grill, and he grinned at Leonard. They recognized each other's desperation, and that was enough. Names were not needed.
"I need a driver," the tweaker said to Leonard. "I seen you getting out of that Honda. You open for a job?"
"Let's break it down, dude," Leonard said.
The tweaker followed Leonard to his car, which was parked in front of a donut shop in the same little strip mall. After they got in Leonard's car, the tweaker lifted his t-shirt and showed a small caliber revolver stuck in his waistband.
"Freeze frame," Leonard said. "I ain't into guns."
"This ain't real," the tweaker said,
and he put the gun to his head and pulled the trigger. It clicked. He grinned and said,
"It's a starter pistol, unloaded."
"I think you better get out of my car," Leonard said.
"Don't flare on me, dog," the tweaker said. "You don't gotta do nothing but drop me off on the street. That's it. Drive me around till I see what I'm looking for and drop me off. You don't even gotta pick me back up at the scene of the crime."
"At the scene of the..."
Leonard rolled his eyes and said,
"Why don't you just call a taxi?"
"We might have to drive around a while till we spot him. And if something ain't right, we might have to follow him for a little ways. I can't have a cab driver witness."
"A witness to what? You're gonna chalk a guy with a f***ing starter pistol?"
"I ain't gonna dump the chump. I'm gonna jack his truck. And afterwards, I'm gonna meet you in the truck and give you 2 Ben Franklins. You won't even be there when I jack it."
"Let me track. You're saying I'm gonna get f***ing chump change for a hijacking?"
"Man, I ain't jacking a Brinks truck."
"What are you jacking?"
"An ice cream truck."
You can find the Audiophile review as well as more audiobook information at our website, audiophilemagazine.com. Support for our podcasts comes from Harper Audio, Hachette Audio, Fullcast Audio, Scholastic Audio, and Simon & Schuster Audio.